This is the Pete Bradley Show podcast, episode 16. Thank you for checking in. I hope all is well with you and your family. This is the continuation of a semi-regular series that I really enjoy doing. It's sort of a where are they now, as we check in on people from the South Coast that have moved to other areas that are maybe doing, very interesting jobs. A few months ago, we spoke to Julia Chungalides, who now works for the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where the Atlanta Falcons play, and we learned about how she has an NBA championship ring from working with the Miami Heat, and she grew up in Acushnet and went to New Bedford High School. Today, we're focused on a musician. His name is John Booten. Now, a couple of months ago, I've known his mother, Marianne Goulart, for years. Marianne and I used to sing together at weddings and church services out at Smith Mills Church. And recently, she posted a link on Facebook to her son's webpage, johnbooten.com. You can check it out. John is living in Germany. I didn't realize he's 38. In my mind, he's always going to be six, but John is living in Germany and is actually playing the trumpet in a punk rock band. So, yeah, that caught my interest. So I checked in, I became friends with him on Facebook and followed him and started talking to him on Messenger. And this week we were able to figure out the time change and how to get him in audio and all this. I spoke to John recently.
I'm in Düsseldorf area of Germany. It's like northwest of Germany, and it's the Rhineland, the area next to the Rhine River, and it's really nice here. I mean, we get sort of the same sort of weather as the New England area, pretty distinct seasons and. But I like it here. I've been here for about 10 years now, and it's quite nice,
So let's go back. You were born in Westport, right?
Yeah, in Westport with my brother and sister and the family.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to Westport High School and all that?
Yeah, I went through the public school, elementary, then middle school, and high school, yeah.
Did you play on any of the town sports teams or scouts or anything?
I was. I tried everything. I played football, basketball, baseball, and I was even on the tennis team. And not for the school, but I was playing on the sports teams and Little League mm-hmm. and Pop Warner football and everything. And I was pretty awful at all of them.
I mean, that was my next question. Like the rest of us, how much of it do you still do?
Oh, sports-wise, really not much. not really anything, no.
Now, were you a big football fan, and are you able to follow Patriots?
Yeah. I was. I still watch the Patriots, and it's over the last 5 years, I think, I've seen it here in Germany. They're now showing live NFL every Sunday.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, the first game each Sunday starts at 7 o'clock because it's the 1 o'clock afternoon game. But then the late game, it starts much later. I think it's nearly 1 o'clock in the morning.
So you don't like Sunday night football either, huh?
No, I'm happy to watch the 7 o'clock game, and especially when the Patriots are on, but when they play the later game, it's kind of tough to stay up and watch it. And because it's been recently, the last few years, my wife started watching it with me, and the commentators really have they were explaining everything, so I didn't have to do that, when you're watching football. And they're explaining it in German, which is great. And so she's getting and now she loves it. She is looking at the injury reports for the Patriots and all, and telling me, oh my God, Gronk's suspended this week.
So we're talking to John Booten, who is from Westport, but now living in Germany. And what is it you're doing now, John? You're in music, and why don't you tell us what you're doing?
I'm a freelance musician. I'm playing the trumpet primarily, and I'm singing quite a bit as well. I play in all different types of bands. I mean, my main gig right now is I'm playing with a punk rock band, a German language punk rock band. And this year we've been touring pretty extensively through Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, you know, German-speaking Europe. Right. And yeah, they're really, it's getting bigger and bigger. I've been with them for 5 years now, and the album that just came out in February is the third one that has gone gold, and we're number one on the charts. And so, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm freelance. I'm not actually a part of the band. I play every concert with them, but then when they need to take pictures, they say, okay, horns out of the way. We just want the...
Well, you don't, at least I don't, think of the trumpet in a punk rock band.
No, but it has elements of, you know, ska music, like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. This mixed in with it, and the horns are a pretty big part of this. So, and like I've said, over the last 5 years, they've really gained more traction, and the crowd has sort of, mellowed out a bit. At the beginning, I could see it was a lot of punks and rockers, but now there's, at every show, you're seeing families and little kids, and so the music has also become a bit more, I don't want to say poppy, it's mm-hmm. still heavy,
right.
But it lends itself a bit more to having horns, and that's good for me.
What's the name of the band?
The Broilers, like you'd have a broiler in the, right. In the oven, yeah. Other than this, I'm running a big band in Düsseldorf, and I have my own quartet, which I write songs for, and I'm just freelance, playing here and there, and trying to put a living together with the trumpet. It's not always easy, but...
But you're able to do it, huh?
Well, I do.
I graduated from Berklee College of Music in 2002, and so, yeah, the last 15 years I've just been doing it, plugging along.
When did you first think that you might be able to do something with this? When did you decide this is what you wanted to do?
It was actually pretty early. I would say when I was a junior in high school, I... really said I wanted to try to do it as a living, but I didn't know exactly what that meant. You know, mm-hmm. I was still... And then I took the steps to do it. I went to a music college, got the degree, which sort of, a degree in music, it's worth something, but you have to be able... Yeah, you have to be able to play. You know, you can't just say, oh, I have a degree in music, and right. people will hire you because, yeah. But then I after graduating, I paid my dues. I went on cruise ships for about 4 years, playing every night. And
is that as glamorous as we think it is or not?
No. You're living in a... like a little metal box with somebody that you just met. Like, really, you show up to a ship and they say, oh, this is your new roommate, some guy you've never met.
Right.
And you're playing every night, sometimes pretty uninteresting music. And but you do get to go to see some wonderful places. I've been to Alaska and Nicaragua and Guatemala and just about every Caribbean island. And
wow.
So this was a really great part of it, and the playing. I mean, with the way music is nowadays, it's the I think for a young guy, it's one of the only places where you can still play every night and work. You know,
That's great.
There used to be big bands in every hotel lobby in Vegas and New York and every city, but now they've dried up. There's nowhere to play for. Yeah. For a young guy, so this is. I'm glad I did it, but I think it's those days are over now.
I've known John's mom for years, and I would assume was she always a supporter? I mean, with her love of the theater, I would think she was always behind you.
Yes, of course. She was always supportive. You know, when I was in high school, she was the president of the Band Boosters Association, and she was always coming to every concert through college. And you know, now being so far from home, it's she can't come out to all the shows as much as she'd like, but she still, you know, through every step has always supported me.
She's always sharing any articles about you on Facebook. In fact, that's how I met you and got this idea. So,
very cool.
So you're 38. You've been in Germany for 10 years now. Any plans for the future? You staying there for a while or what?
I just in April, my wife and I just had a little girl.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. She's pretty awesome. It's very nice that, you know, with my work schedule, it's sort of very flexible. So I get to spend a lot of time with her, and sometimes I'm not around at all. Like tonight, I'm the tour bus. I'm getting on the bus and I'm gone until Monday for a short little tour with the Broilers. And so this is tough to go away, but I'm definitely sticking around. I mean, I love it here. Not just that. My family is here, but the country itself and the way things are run, you know, it's I'm really liking it and seeing what's going on over in the States and
I wanted to ask you how the United States is being viewed currently, without getting too political here.
I was here, like I said, for about 10 years. So I was here on the night that the last president was elected.
Mm-hmm.
And people were literally coming up to me and shaking my hand, saying congratulations, as though I had done something personally, you know, because I'm American, you know. And all I can say is that the view from the outside as Germans looking – it has completely changed, like 180 degrees, what their opinion of the country and Americans. And it's wild to see how much the view of the country has changed in the last year or so.
Right. Change for the worse or the better?
For the worse, yeah. People are... I won't get too political, you know, right. But I mean, what's happened in the last year that could have done that? I don't know.
They're concerned, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's concerned. You see what's happening, the way people are just treating each other over there, and it seems very dangerous, some of the things that happened in Charlottesville and how...
No, I hear what you're saying, Is it just me, or does anyone else think John has an accent? Have you picked up an accent?
I get this all the time. The last time I was in Westport, I was in Dartmouth at Michael's, you know, this craft store.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was with my wife. My wife loves doing crafts and decorating for the holidays and things. And we were at the checkout, and the girl says, "Oh, where are you from? Your English is so good." And I said, "What are you talking about? I'm from Westport." She said, no. Originally, I mean." I said, "Oh, God." Yeah, I don't know where this comes from, but I hear this all the time from my family, and they say, you've got an accent. I say, well, what kind of accent? Because it's not German or...
I guess you're just influenced by what you... Well, you speak German most of the time, don't you?
Yeah. It's very difficult language, but with the band, and I'm teaching lessons for young kids, and I teach in German, and it's...
Was that difficult for you to pick up?
Yeah, of course.
How did you end up in Germany?
Well, in 2006, I came over to visit with an ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
she got a job in a musical. What was it? Saturday Night Fever, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And I came over just to visit, and I followed the tour around for a while. And the director, I met him and was singing in a little bit in the lobby, hotel lobby one night. They had the piano player, and I was singing and playing the trumpet. And he just so happened, the next show he was doing was Fame, the musical. And one of the characters in the musical plays the trumpet and singing. And he was saying, you know, I'm looking for somebody to do just what you do. Can you stay? And I said, oh, okay, you know. And so I stayed around then, and we ended up with my ex. We stayed together for a little while, and we lived in Cologne, and I ended up getting a bunch more work. But then this relationship ran its course, but I just stayed, and I was on another tour years later, and that's where I met my wife, and... So, yeah, it was sort of not a mistake, but I didn't plan on staying here. I never thought I'd be, I didn't say I'm going to move to Europe. I just came over for a visit, and I never left.
Never left. All right, I'm going to wrap up with a question I always ask. Besides family and friends, what do you miss? What do you miss the most about New England?
The food. Of course.
That's the answer I always get.
Clam cakes and lobster and, seafood. You get some nice seafood here because we're very close to, we've got the Rhine River, and they bring in a lot of nice seafood, but it's just not the same. You won't get the chowder. I said that right.
Yes, you did. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and Fall River area, mm-hmm. And my mother is Portuguese. You get this amazing Portuguese American food there in Fall River,
right.
And I miss this, and my family, of course, but the food is important.
Hey, one more question: How do the holidays differ in Germany? Is it different?
They have the main Christmas day here is the 24th, which our Christmas Eve, and so. They have a big celebration in the evening on the 24th, and we do that with my wife's family, and then the 25th we have a quiet one at home, just the two of us, which is nice. It's our Christmas.
Right.
And as far as Thanksgiving, they don't have it at all, but I've transplanted it over here. We have my wife's family and some of my friends, and I make the turkey and I do the whole thing, so. And we do it every year here now, and they love it. It's one of
their favorite
new holidays.
Yeah. You're a trendsetter.
I am.
Yes. Yeah. Now, can I find music by the Broilers online? I mean, can I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You look broilers.de. It's not .com, as in Deutschland. Broilers.de.
Okay.
And... You can also find all my music and photos, everything on johnbooten.com. So.
Okay. Well, John, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. I know you have a bus to catch, I guess?
I got to catch the bus, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going off – actually, we're doing an outdoor festival in Austria. It's up in the Alps somewhere, outside in the snow. On Saturday night, so this should be fun. Yeah, we'll see how that works.
All I can think of is the Sound of Music is in my head right now.
Yeah, that's right. While I've been waiting all my life just to find that thing, it has passed me by, and I'm not gonna wait anymore just to find.
I love stories about fascinating people and the interesting things that they do. If you know of someone that has gone on to do great things or a very interesting life, I would love to talk with them. Just contact me at PeteBrayley.com, or you can reach us on Facebook as Pete Brayley or at Pete Brayley on Twitter. And the email address is Brayley.Pete@gmail.com. Our thanks to John Booten for joining us this week, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.